Welcome to Simply Sustainable, your 5-minute guide to living simpler, more sustainable lives. I'm your host, Rick Crawford. This is the first installment of Simply Sustainable, so I wanted to kick off the show with a quote from Henry David Thoreau, who once said, "Simplify, simplify." And in response to this, Ralph Waldo Emerson replied, "One simplify would have sufficed." This quote is of particular relevance because by living simpler lives, we can have a huge impact on our environment as well as future generations. In fact, the Iroquois Nation had a self-governing law called the Seventh Generation, which basically states that will the decisions we make today have a positive or negative impact 7 generations from now? The purpose of this show is to create awareness about the decisions that we make every day and how they can affect future generations. With the holidays right around the corner, It seemed appropriate to discuss how we can consume and waste less this season. So for my first show, I've asked Public Affairs Coordinator Christy Koryakin to join me in the studio. Thanks for joining me in the studio, Christy.
Hey, Rick. Well, thank you so much for having me. You know, I've been thinking about this holiday season and how much we consume and how much we waste during the holiday season especially. There's got to be a way to still enjoy the holidays and to not consume so much, not make such a big impact on our earth. Do you have some tips for me today?
I do. I have several ways that there's no trade-off. So it's just simple things that you can do to better our environment, first being to buy local. This helps to boost our local economy, as well as if you buy products that are made or produced in this region, it's a smaller carbon footprint.
That makes sense. So not going online to buy all your goods.
Exactly. And while you're out shopping, don't forget to bring your reusable bags when you go Christmas shopping. This reduces our demand and need for plastic bags and plastics in general.
So just bringing canvas bags is a big help.
Absolutely.
So beyond just bags, what else can we do?
Okay, so if you're out buying toys that need batteries, something to consider is to purchase rechargeable batteries and a battery charger. This is not only economical, but it also keeps batteries out of our landfills and requires zero trade-off.
So what about all those, this is something I think about. What about all those cards we get every holiday season? They're so fun. They're so great.
Yeah. Christmas cards, holiday cards, they're great. Everyone gets them. Everyone sends them. But something really easy to do is just check on the back of the card and try and buy cards that are made from recycled paper, and if you're going to throw your cards out, don't forget to recycle them.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. What about decorations? Of course, everyone loves to decorate.
Okay, so there's a few things we can do with decorations. One, Christmas tree lights. You can opt to buy LED lights, which will not only save money, but they'll last longer as well. And on the subject of Christmas tree lights, also, you can check to see if your lights have a timer on them. This is a huge energy saver because if you're sleeping and your lights are on, it defies logic.
Well, what if there's somebody who wants to see my lights at 3 in the morning?
Well, that's tough cookies for them.
Okay. there's got to be some other decoration tips you have for us.
Sure. Instead of buying artificial snow spray, which some people use for their Christmas trees or Christmas villages, you can just sprinkle baking soda instead. So same effect, less environmental degradation.
And it makes your house smell good.
Yeah, exactly. You might have some smelly visitors.
Absorbs all those nasty odors.
Exactly. Also on the subject of decorations, if you're going to be lighting candles this holiday season, consider buying soy or beeswax types. Normal candles are typically made from paraffin, which is a petroleum-based product. So anything we can do to reduce our demand on petroleum is a plus.
You know, I didn't even know candles were made from petroleum. So I've learned a lot here today. All I have to do is change my behavior just a tiny bit, and it makes a big impact on the environment.
Absolutely. These are all things that require little or no trade-off. So thanks for joining me in the studio, Christy.
Thanks, Rick.
So remember, Jackson Hole, keep it simple and keep the 7th generation in mind while shopping and decorating this holiday season. Thanks for listening to Simply Sustainable on KHOL 89.1.